founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do, irregardless of any facts.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hi, guys. How are you? Fun. Nothing but fun. See what happens when you do a show once a month. It just kind of happens, and I'm trying something new tonight. We're doing a Facebook Live, but I'll tell you, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. For my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because everything is changing. I am constantly adding dates. Love to see you guys at a show. Second way you can listen to the sound of my voice is if you cannot listen live, because that's how we broadcast. We broadcast live. You can listen through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. We're also broadcasting live through our website, Radio Irregardless, on the Mixlr website, mixlr.com. All you got to do is if you're listening through my website, you just click that box you're listening to, send you right over to the broadcast site, and I've got monitors open, I've got things, so I'm going to be pointing, you won't know what I'm pointing to, and if people listen on a podcast, you'll be like, what's he fucking pointing to? I don't know. So that's how we broadcast. You can sign on using a Facebook address, and you can be part of our live chat. Now, because we're doing the whole Facebook Live thing tonight, and I usually go through my computer, but when I go through my computer, I have some issues with sound, so I've tried to hook up my phone and it's connected to my microphone. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least. But if you do want to say something, chat live. We got a lot of people on Facebook. We got a lot of people on Mixlr. So I'm going to be playing some games and doing some stuff a little different. But I'm going to start the show, as I always start the show, with bringing you guys up to speed about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to them?
Past them.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And so much has been going on. It's 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. We haven't talked in a few weeks. The holidays are over. New Year's Eve, Christmas, all that. And now we're starting a brand new year, 2020. And, my whole thing is I like to say pure vision, clear vision for 2020. Let's see if we can do that. And I was going to say, hey, maybe we can start the year off great. But it's just a continuation of the shit show. It really is. And I don't know why. I don't know why we can't get it right. We're smart people. As a species, we're pretty bright. But individually, sometimes not so much. One or two of us are really good, and the rest are just, I don't know. But to distract everybody from the world's problems, I don't know if this is still doing it live. I have no idea. And it start a watch party. If I do that, does that mean something? I don't know. I'm not doing that. I don't know how Facebook works. Anyway, talk about distractions. Everything's going crazy, and it's not good. But it's interesting. I'll get into more of that in a little bit. But let's talk about the stuff that's super important. Meghan and Harry. What the really? Who cares? It's not even our country. You know what I mean? That's how distracted we want to be. If you haven't heard the news, Harry Potter and Meghan Muggle are splitting from the royal family. And everyone's calling it Megxit.
Shut up, Meg.
Everybody, I don't know why. Why would you call it Megxit? Oh, because it's catchy, I guess. But a lot of people blaming her. And I'm like, how do you know? They're like, well, he wasn't like that before he met her. Well, okay. Let me just say one thing. I love my wife. And if she told me he left my family, and I love my family, but it wouldn't take much for the push. That's the honest truth. So it could be one of those things. You know, my grandmother's kind of a pain. You should leave her. Oh, what a great idea. And then he did it. So you never know. So that's why everybody's trying to be distracted and stuff like that, because we got so many things. So I'm trying to stay distracted. My brother got me Disney Plus as a Christmas gift, so I've been watching some of that. A lot of good shows in there, catching up. And I'm not a big Disney fan, but Disney owns everything I love, so of course I got to watch everything there. And there's a couple great series on that, so I'm watching that. And of course, Netflix. I watched the Kevin Hart series there. I watched How to Catch an Internet. No, it was called Don't Fuck with Cats. And it freaked me out. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It freaks me out completely. Ugh. So many more distractions. Apparently the Red Sox were caught cheating doing something. I don't know. I'm not a big baseball fan, but they fired the manager. And Gwyneth Paltrow. She's selling a candle. And I'm not making this up. I wish I could. And this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you guys about it. She's selling a candle. And this is the way it's marketed. It's not vagina scented. It smells like her vagina. That's how she's marketing it. First of all, I've never wondered. I mean, I can imagine there's a big market for it. I mean, I don't know, maybe. I mean, I don't know, but what? What? I guess it's everything to get away from, you know, distraction. It's real world stuff. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but there was an Iran crisis recently. Apparently, we killed a bad guy. Everybody knew he was a bad guy, so we killed him. It's probably not great timing, or it's great timing. I don't know, either way. But now everybody's like, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that, we can't do this, we got to limit powers, all that stuff. And I'm like, come on, man. I mean, yeah, was I nervous? Yeah, I was nervous. I mean, I see 12 missiles coming at American citizens. It was like, it's the war. They're calling it World War III, you can imagine? World War III, you know, what is that quote? I don't know. Maybe I'll just look it up. There's a quote about the Third World War will be fought with World War will be fought with sticks and stones. That's it. Because it was like the first war did this, the second thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, just calm down, everybody.
Calm the fuck down.
Weed is legal in a lot of states. Just... Come on, man. That's my wish for the new year. Everybody just kind of get it right. Or at least not get it so wrong. And I'm trying to help. I'm doing my best. I do this show. I'm telling jokes. And now, of course, tomorrow, because today's Wednesday, tomorrow starts the 2020 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Yes. We have got 15 comics, 16 including myself, from all over this country and Canada, and they're coming to Salem to tell jokes at the East Regiment Brewery and at Deacon Giles Distillery Thursday and Friday night and Saturday night. And I can't forget, because the reason I'm forgetting is the shows are getting sold out, which is fantastic. I think we have maybe 5 tickets left for tomorrow night. We have Friday night sold out completely, and both shows on Saturday night sold out. You know what I should do? I should go through the list of comics, since I'm doing this anyway. But I know what's going to happen is my wife is going to click something before that. I don't even know if I'm still broadcasting live at this point. I'm not sure. I'm not going to be distracted by it. I'm just going to talk about what I'm talking about. But what I am going to do is I am going to bring up the list of comics, because I want to tell you about all everybody that's here. Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll just pull up the website. Now, tomorrow night at East Regiment Brewery, we have Bill Lake, Brian Netzel, Charlie Nader. I'm sorry, Nadler. I did that 5 times. Elijah Cross, Jonathan Flanagan, and Joshua Ryan. They're going to be our Thursday night lineup. Friday night at Deacon Giles Distillery, we have J.C. Fontaine, Jamie Wolf, Joel Klein, Kyle Mara, Tim McHugh, Ty Clay, and I'm going to butcher her name all weekend. I can see it. Yaganah Mafara. And that's probably, it's probably good. Now, here's the best part. If you come to the show Friday, if you come to the show Thursday, you're going to see really amazing comics. On the Saturday night, what I'm doing is, because these guys are coming from all over the country, I'm going to have them double up their sets. The thing they are doing is they're doing different jokes. So if you came Thursday and you're like, wow, that was really good, then you can come Friday. And here's the thing. I broke them up. Everybody's in different places. They're all doing different sets. We're going to have so much fun. And the Saturday night, you got all these comics. We got Bill Lake, Charlie Nadler, Jonathan Flanagan. Oh, where'd my music go? Right in the middle? Usually it's too long. Now it's not long enough. Jonathan Flanagan, J.C. Fontaine, Joel Klein, Tim McHugh, and Yaganah Mafara. And closing that show will be Joanne Filion. I want to say Filion. It's Filon. I'm putting an extra syllable in there for you. Why? Who knows why? But that's the first show. The second show, and these are going to be real tight shows. The second show is kind of an anything goes kind of show. So we got Brian Netzel, Elijah Cross, Joshua Ryan, Jamie Wolf, Kyle Mara, Ty Clay, and John Poveromo, who's been a guest on this show. He's from New Jersey, and he's just phenomenal. Nice guy, and he's closing. Him and Joanne are coming up. They're doing a gig the night before, and they're going to join us, and it's going to be absolutely just phenomenal. I cannot look forward to it enough. And Sunday, I'm going to be like, oh, it's over. I'm going to be so bummed out, believe me. And we started a little later this year and advertising and getting all the venues set it. But here's the thing. I've already worked on the 2021 festival. That's what we got going on. So if you do have your tickets, I look forward to seeing you. And if you don't, we only have a few left. And I mean that. And I purposely only have small seat venues. We cut down the seats this year, but we added more shows. Next year, I hope we're going to do a Wednesday or a Sunday or both. We're talking about maybe doing a dinner show, which would be great, and get the comics all involved and all that stuff. So, but I'll tell you, if you've been to anyone in the past, you're really going to enjoy it. And we just keep getting better and better every year. And this is our number fifth year. Why? Because I love losing money, but I love having a good time. That's what I got going on. So that is the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival coming up this weekend. So where do I want to put you guys now? Oh, of course. Oh, so sorry to do this to you. We have to do the White House update, everybody. We have to.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
Now, so many things. Where do I start? Do we start with impeachment? Maybe? Two articles, hopefully.
Nancy Pelosi, she's going to bring him to the floor. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Nancy Pelosi and we're going to hit the dance floor of the Senate.
See, that's what they should do. They should do a Dancing with the Stars political edition. And just, that would be kick ass.
You'd be like, I want to see Donald Trump flip Nancy Pelosi in a jitterbug spin.
But a lot of things going on. I have a lot of friends just posting stuff. Incredible stuff on both sides. And believe me, I don't want to pick a side. I'm not picking a side. I think it's all ridiculous. They had another Democratic debate last night. And, of course, there's some drama between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. She's got some problems with Bernie. A lot of shit going on. Nobody's happy. And my wife, she was watching. I walk in. I just what I do is I just say their names. And she goes, get out of here. I don't even know who she's voting for. I don't ask her because it's just going to be a point of contention because I'm going to joke and she's going to get serious or she's going to joke and I'm going to get serious. So somebody's going to have and I want it to be peace, 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 peace. I just go, are you voting for Badoodadedge? Are you voting for the edge? Are you voting for him? Sanders, Warren, a lot of them dropped out. Cory Booker dropped out. What's her name? Kamala. Kamala? The tomato, I don't know. She's out. There's only a few left.
And who's going to get me? You know who's going to get me? Melania.
I don't know. I am. I'm curious. I want to see what's going to get him. It's like, if we could have had Facebook or Twitter during Al Capone, the same conversation would have been happening. Would have been like, have a bunch of people go, he didn't do nothing. What do you leave him alone for? He's, you know, these guys start with him first. And that's it. And he's like, we're not going to get him. But that's it. I don't know. But it's going to be an interesting year. So just try not to hurt each other, everybody. Can we do that? Can we try not to get along? I mean, yeah, let's try not to get along. We're doing a pretty good job of that. Anyway, I don't even know. Am I still live? I don't even know. I can't tell. Here's what I want to do. Since we have a few people listening, I'm going to get out of this because it's only about 15 seconds left. And once we get out of this, I'm going to play something with you. See if I can do this. Here's what we're going to do. I have not played this game in a while with you guys, and Facebook's got a lot of issues with sounds and stuff like that. But I figure if I only play a little bit of the song, we can still have some fun. We're going to play a little Sounds Like Sax to Me. Now, I'm 51 years old. When I grew up, there was a lot of songs that featured a saxophone solo, and now not a lot of songs featuring the saxophone. It's kind of a forgotten instrument, and we don't like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a saxophone solo, and you guys have to guess who plays it, who sings it. That's it. You can say the band. You can say the name of the song. I'd like if you did the band and the name of the song or the singer and the name of the song. 30 seconds, a lot of time to give up for a song. A lot of real estate. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry, 36 seconds. Now, this is incredible. 36 seconds worth of saxophone. And I probably can't do this on Facebook. They're going to shut the video, probably. So if you're watching it live, good, because I'm probably going to delete the video after this. All you got to do is write down the name of the band and the song, Earth, Wind, and Fire. What? No. Come on, Murphy. B. Murphy. We have 148 friends. It's so weird when you see somebody, you're like, do I know you on Facebook? And then you go, oh, yeah, I completely know you. It's God, I hate this. I hate social media. I hate it. I liked when I answered the phone and I didn't know who it was. I really do. I miss that. No, it wasn't Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was, and I don't know if I can say this on the air with this politically correct structure. It's called The Average White Band. Anyway, Average White Band. And the name of the song was called Pick Up the Pieces. Yes, it was Pick Up the Pieces. That song is, I don't know, like 15 minutes long? I don't even know. All right, so nobody got that one right.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, nobody got that one. Okay, this one's a little trickier. It's a little trickier.
Yeah. This is the kind of music that you just talk to late at night. Just you and the one you love. Or the one you want to love. Yeah. Just light some candles and get some wine. Have my voice in the background. And we're just pushing you in that direction. Oh, yeah.
Barry White. No, I'm not Barry White. Yes, I'm not Barry White. Close, though. It's not Barry White. It's actually not even close. Come on, Bob. You should get this. You're almost the same age. My wife should get this. I don't understand. All right, let's do this. Maybe she's not even watching at this point. I don't blame her. Somebody just friend requested me. I'm like, are you kidding me? Let's see. This is another one of these things. Do I know you? How many? Do we have any mutual friends? I don't know who this is. It could be. It could. I get so much spam. You know, here's the thing. If you have a really hot picture, you're spam. That's why everybody goes, oh, I know that guy. I'm accepted almost immediately. Oh, wait a minute. Your friend Natasha. Oh, that's it. Okay. Okay. Let's just go back to me. It's all about me in this moment. By the way, nobody got that right. That was Steely Dan. Did anybody get it right? Oh, it was. Oh, Karen did it. What is FM? Oh, yes. I was like, FM? Yeah, that's the song, FM. Sorry. That was the song. Steely Dan, FM. I'm not paying rights to these. I'm playing very quick. FM. Here's the funny thing. I didn't know that song was called FM. I thought it was called F Him. Possibly. Here's a song that I loved as a kid. It was the goofiest song, and you guys may not remember it, but I'm going to play it anyway. And again, no, Natasha, I won't delete it. Here we go. I'm going to play this one. This is funny. I love it. Love it. Anybody? That's beautiful. I love it. No, not Yakety Yak. That was the intro music pop. That was, you know something, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. That was the Oak Ridge Boys with Bobby Sue. See if you remember. Totally. I'm not a country guy, but I love this song ever since I was a kid. Say, I do the head pump, overbite. Here it comes.
Ba 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 ba.
How do you not? Like, you can be in a bad mood. That's what I'm saying. Rednecks get a bad rap. Not like they're driving down the highway to this with, you know, hoods and crosses. Just saying, you couldn't take them seriously if they were, though. That's what I'm saying. See? Got out of it. Pull up, pull up. Totally pulled up. Oh, and I caught right in the middle of the saxophone solo. Because you can't time that better than that. Why would you want to? All right, what do we got here? I love that guy's voice. All right, let's see. Do I have something to play for the break? I should have worked all this up. I really should have. Commercials, intros, promos. I'm just playing off until I find something else. Let's go. Ding, bing, bing, bing. All right. I'm going to take my first break, and my only break, actually. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I've already told you what's going on. But, guys, if you were listening through Facebook, through Mixlr.com, and through my website, thank you so much. Let's take our first break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on for the rest of the weekend. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. My name is Mark Scalia. I'll be right back.
Featuring over 35 films from 20 countries, the International Silent Film Festival is back. This is our third year and our success is growing. Last year's festival's winner, the Silver Chair, won 14 awards including the Quiet Award. This year's submissions are proving to be just as amazing. Here's a clip from one of the favorites in this year's festival, starring Stephen Van Guster and Juliette Lecompte, titled Don't Wake Me. That's just one of our amazing films. So please come visit the International Silent Film Festival. Ticket prices are only $35, and a proceed of each ticket price goes to the Federation for the Blind, so they can enjoy the movies as much as we do. Thank you for your support. And remember, shush.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Hi, this is Paul Kravitz. You're listening to Radio Irregardless, hosted by Mark Scalia. Or is it with? I don't know, but you're listening to it, and that's the important thing.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And before I get going, guys, it's been fun. This has been an experiment, so I think it went okay. So I don't know if how often I'm going to do it. I'm going to try now that I got my little setup here and I got my power hooked up and I got everything. We'll see. We'll see. But I'm very excited about the new year, and I hope that you guys have plans. Oh, you know what I never did? Oh, are you kidding me? For reals? You know something? Let's just do it.
And now, Radio Irregardless's New Year's Irresolutions.
All right. Irresolutions. I can't stand resolutions because I don't think anybody likes them, because we end up breaking them within 5 minutes of making them. So I've decided to make the year resolution, which is like a counter to the resolution. Here's what I will say. And usually I write this whole thing up, and I forgot to do it this year because I was just having a good time trying to set this. Well, not a good time. But anyway. But I will say this, my resolutions is one, stop with the social media thing. I'm going to stop that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm only going to go on if I need to do something, and I'm only going to have it on my computer, and that's it. Not on my tablet, not on my phone, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to try to get rid of that because that stresses people out. You don't want to feel bummed out. I don't want to do that. Second, I have a couple bad habits. I'm going to try to break them. I'm a biter. I think if I'm going to bite, the new rule is if I bite, I have to eat. No. So, see what I mean? Because I'm not going to do it. If I'm going to bite, I better eat because I don't want to eat. I don't want, nail clippings inside the gullet. I don't want that. What else can we do? What else would be the thing? Oh, to do anti-stuff. If anybody mentions political things whatsoever, no matter what opinion you have, mention the opposite. Just have some fun. But have some fun. And if they're not gonna join you, beat them. All right, that'll do it for that. I usually am more prepared for that. That was Happy New Year. All right, I was just winging it anyway. All right, so here's where I'm going to be. Tomorrow night, as I said, Thursday night is the kickoff, the first night of the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. We're going to be at East Regiment Beer Company. It's going to be fun. We got 7 comics. I'll be hosting it. Friday night, we do our later show, our 9 o'clock show at Deacon Giles Distillery. Plus, we have a VIP. We have a bunch of VIPs. Saturday night, I'm going to be taking some of these comics on a walking tour of Salem. We're going to do a tour, crawl thing. We're just going to keep it interesting, and we're going to walk around. I'm going to show them the city. I'm going to give them a real firsthand view, because if you're coming all the way to Salem, you might as well enjoy every bit of it, because there's so much more of Salem. And we're going to end up at the early show at Deacon Giles, the 7 o'clock show, and then we're going to be doing, after that, the late night Anything Goes Prohibition Be Damned show. So I can't wait for that. And Sunday, I'm going to take a nice, relaxing day off. And then I think I've got to travel. I got a corporate gig somewhere else. So, but you don't need to know about any of that. So as always, guys, if you want to be part of the show, if you want to leave a question, comment, you got something you want to say, you can call the hotline 978-219-9294. You can always email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. And of course, keep checking out my website, figure out how things go, come to a show. We'd love to see you guys. It's 2020. Let's have fun. Let's not hurt anybody. Next show will be February 12th. See you then.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, just one more time.